Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Beat the Bank is about 40 minutes away from now. Now, we did say on Friday that there's going to be some changes. We're going to have a little twist with the game.
Uh-huh.
Here's what's not going to change. The fact that you can win up to $1,000.
Okay.
That stays the same.
It's good news, all right?
Yeah. But there is going to be a change.
Not that the other is bad.
No, the other is anyway. It's not bad news.
It's just different. Okay.
Something different.
Okay.
On Friday, Sarah Kramer won $600, but she could have won $940 if she just gambled a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And Diamond LeBlanc won $670, but she could have won up to $920 if she just would have stayed in the vault a little bit longer.
So is it safe to say that the changes are being made to entice the contestant to gamble?
A little bit more. Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Good deal.
We do want you to win money.
Yeah.
All right, but if it does close, you get nothing. That does not change all.
All right.
So yesterday, the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards were on.
Okay.
Hosted by Nick Jonas. And we actually sent Cameron out there with her mother, right? Cameron, you went with your mom? Or is this Rebecca?
This is Rebecca.
Rebecca, you're Cameron's
mommy.
That's
mom. All right.
I am Cameron's mom. Let's make that clear.
Okay, yeah. So are you guys still out there, or are you guys already make it back home?
We're already back home.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah. How was that trip?
Yes, it was very fast.
Well, you got school and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, she's on spring break this week, but I had to go back to work.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, of course.
How was the trip? Tell us about it.
Yeah, what ended up happening? Any highlights or anything?
It was great. It was her very first time flying, and she did awesome. She was really nervous, but she did a whole lot better than I did. But
how old is she again?
She's 10.
Okay.
Okay. And she's sleeping right now, obviously, since it's spring break for her.
No, she's up. She has, are you kidding? I got to work. She's got to go to childcare.
Okay.
Right. Oh, you don't leave her home alone?
I
can't.
No.
I'm learning. I don't know when you're allowed to.
Yeah, a few more years.
Now, Rebecca, we learned something on when we gave the trip away to you guys that you wanted to do when you were out there. And here's a clip of that.
Thank you so much, because I'm going to be able to see my brother.
Your brother's in L.A.?
He lives in California, and he might come up and do it with me. He's in the Marines.
Very nice. Cool. When's the last time you saw him?
Last year.
Oh, okay. Wow. What's his name?
Jacob.
Jacob, send him a message. Say, Jacob, I'm coming to see you, buddy.
Jacob, I'm coming to see you.
Oh, that's sweet. That's
Cameron.
Sweet.
Cameron, you're my favorite kid ever, next to Emma Kelly, if Emma Kelly's listening.
You're such a sweet person. Cameron, have fun, okay?
I will.
All right, now, Rebecca, is Cameron right there? Can we talk to her?
Yes, hold on one second.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, Cameron.
Hey, Cameron.
Hey.
So, did you end up seeing your brother while you were out in California?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Good deal.
How'd that go?
It was great. Thank you so much. It was like the best trip I've ever had.
Well, tell us everything. What did you do?
Well, this is the funny story of how we went to the beach. We were like walking because my brother wasn't going to get there because it takes a couple hours to get to from San Diego to Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
So we were walking around and like we were waiting for the line and for the stoplight to let us go, and it took forever, and a bunch of people are coming and went, and there was a guy running, and he had headphones in, so I couldn't hear what they're saying, thank goodness, and he was going through this parking lot, and we're like, where is he coming? He's like, that's the beach, like, we just saw the beach from following the guy. It's like, follow me more, and we might get something better, you know?
Yeah.
And then that's how we found the beach.
Okay. It's a funny story. It's a great story.
Oh, Cameron.
Okay, who was your favorite? Did you have a good celebrity sighting? Because you know, Cameron, an LA trip is not complete unless you see a celebrity.
Yes, I did.
Who?
Well, everybody at the show.
Yeah, aside from the show.
Oh, besides the show? Well, other than that, no.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, sometimes it happens like that, Cameron.
What was your favorite part? Yeah, what was the most exciting about being in that audience?
Oh, just to, like, kind of, like, look down and see, like, the celebrities right there.
Yeah.
Like, we weren't too far away, and I was like, where are the celebrities? And I look down, and I see, like, the Thundermans there. So I'm like, OMG, that's like the Spider-Man. Like the two kids of them, and then like all of them go in, and I'm just like happy. Really happy.
Who went to the show with you? Was it your mom or did your brother go with you?
My brother went with me.
Oh, that's great. And you guys hadn't seen each other in over a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have tears falling down your face when you finally got to hug your brother for the first time in a year?
Yes.
Yeah. Aww. Happy tears, though.
Yeah. I cried when I had to leave, though, because he was asleep whenever we were leaving.
Yeah.
I was like, been on mission.
Yeah.
I know you're
not
Cameron.
Enough time.
But you'll see him again soon, and he's doing a great thing for our country.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is.
You're a sweet kid, Cameron. I'm glad you won. Glad you got to see your brother, and glad you got to go
Me
to the
too.
Award show. That's awesome.
No, really, thank you.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for checking in with us and letting us know how it went, okay?
You're welcome.
Have fun on spring break.
Yeah, going
Hello.
To childcare.
Woo. Call your mom like every 20 minutes, okay? Moms love that when they're at work and you're on spring break. Call her about every 20 minutes and say, what are you doing? I'm bored.
Okay.
That was a joke.
All right,
okay,
Cameron.
We'll do that.
Yeah, she didn't think it was funny. Bye, Cameron.
Bye.
That works much when they're in childcare.
Yeah, they do. A couple clips from the Kids' Choice Awards. Angelina Jolie had an awesome speech. She won a Best Villain for her performance in Maleficent. And this is what she said during her acceptance speech.
I want to say that when I was little, like Maleficent, I was told that I was different. And I felt out of place and too loud, too full of fire, never good at sitting still, never good at fitting in. And then one day I realized something I hope you all realize. Different is good. So, don't fit in. Sit still. Don't ever try to be less than what you are. And when someone tells you that you are different, smile and hold your head up high and be proud. And as your villain, I would also say, cause a little trouble. It's good for you.
You know, that's funny she said that. You know,
I hope kids don't take all of that advice.
She didn't mean like bad trouble. She meant
sit
a little out of it.
Still.
Yeah. You know, it's funny she said it's cool to be different because a lot of the people we talked to behind the scenes at SNL, because we got to go back there, like all the comedians that are now on television every single week, the one thing they always said about their past is that they were always the different kid and they weren't the popular kid. Yeah.
Didn't
have any friends, and that's what propelled them to do what they do now. And look, now they're on TV doing movies.
Yeah,
super
Jay Farrell
famous.
Said, I asked Jay Farrell when we were having dinner with him, the three of us, Kelly, because you weren't there.
We'll get into that in a little bit.
I said, were you the class clown? He goes, no. He goes, kids made fun of me. I was overweight and, you know,
I wasn't popular ever.
I wasn't popular at all.
So Jenna still didn't have a lone date with him.
No, sorry about that, Jenna. We got all the details on that. And also, Nick Jonas was hosting and he kicked things off by making a joke about One Direction, Nick Jonas.
This was a tough week. I know. I'm glad we're getting all the energy out now. It was a tough week. A lot of girls in the house tonight still struggling after One Direction became Two Direction. I mean, what's next? Fourth Harmony? What's that? What's 3 Seconds of Summer? No. The Jonas Brother?
That actually did happen.
Yeah. Right.
Speaking of One Direction.
So when did Nick start talking in announcer voice? Hey, what's next?
Speaking of One Direction, they did lose a member of their group. Maybe you should be their next member.
Say what?
Yeah, we want to fly you and a guest to New York on Southwest Airlines, where you're going to stay at the beautiful Roosevelt Hotel in Manhattan. That's where we stayed.
Where we stayed. It is beautiful.
So cool and old school. Then you'll head on over to the stadium for the big 1D show, where anything could happen. Who knows? Maybe they'll even make you a part of the band. Now, we're not getting you in touch with them. We're just sending you there.
I wouldn't guarantee that.
Yeah.
The rest is up to you. Here's how you win. Just take a video of yourself. So take that camera out, film yourself doing a British accent, and you could say anything you want as long as you entertain us.
Okay.
And also, you have to use the hashtag KidNation and the hashtag One Direction so we'll see it. And now you can use Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and make sure that your post is public. Otherwise, we're not going to see it. You know? We'll pick our favorite to win. Deadline is midnight central on Sunday, April 5th. And thank you so much, Columbia Records. Again, 1D and me, all the details at KidNation.com.
Got it.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We are fresh back from our trip to NYC.
Thank you, Roosevelt Hotel.
Like, seriously, we got back yesterday.
Right?
Long weekend, but man, was it fun and full of experiences that, based on what I heard from the people that were there and trying to get into these are almost impossible. It's like you got
it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It really was.
Both nights. Because the first night we went to Jimmy Fallon, The Tonight Show, where some of us got on TV a lot longer than the other ones.
Some of us did. Luck of the draw.
Yeah, or look at the seat.
No, I knew
look
it would the be seat. The aisle. Yeah,
because every Friday, Jimmy Fallon does the running up and down the aisles.
After the show, yeah.
Where he high-fives the audience, and Kelly happened to be sitting right there.
Right down
and
the
I'll
aisle.
Be honest, I was hesitant because of what happened just prior to the high-five incident where he picked up a fish whose defense mechanism was to... I don't know what you'd
just
call
it. Just slime.
It secreted this slime, but it was a protein type. Yeah.
All over its body. So Jimmy is holding up his hand as this slimy, snotty substance is
gross.
Dripping off of it. So during commercial break, they kind of go wipe their hands off in a towel. The makeup lady comes over and squirts two shots of antibacterial gel into his hands.
Yeah.
He rubs them, and that's it. That's the only thing standing between my palm and that snot.
Now, Kelly, you're the one that got to touch Jimmy Fallon, but Jenna was the one that looked the most excited out of everybody.
No, he high-fived me.
Oh, he did touch you?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah, I got the high-five right before Kelly. You just couldn't see it very well. Yeah,
I even told Jenna, I said, I guess I have to stand up and do this because I didn't want to.
See, and I would have said on the end. I let Kelly sit on the end. I knew that would happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I would have liked to sit on the end. No, I knew he'd run up and do that.
I washed my hands as soon as I got back to the room.
Al and I had a slight, maybe millisecond of TV time during
that. We did. It
peaked
over.
That was cool. That was all good.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
Man, it's so different watching these TVs do it live because they're so good. Jimmy Fallon is good.
Yeah, he didn't mess up once. It's really cool how they do this. They do a dress rehearsal, and some of our other staff got in to see the dress rehearsal, but it's such a well-oiled machine, you know, because this is a taping, so this is how it gets put out on television.
He did actually stop one thing when they
once.
Started to do that TV.
Oh,
he did a fake
promo.
TV commercial.
That's it.
He started 3 seconds in. He said, let me just start that over. And that was it. That was, but it's, you
but
know.
But during taping, reading the monologue, all
completely.
Of those things,
he
didn't
he
trip
didn't...
up on a word once.
Not
it
once.
Was, it's impressive.
And not
he,
one time.
He had Will Forte from Last Man on Earth.
Who's hilarious.
And then Ad Rock. Beastie Boys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who, that interview with Ad Rock was going to heck in a handbasket if it wasn't for Will Forte.
I kind of disagree.
I thought it was great.
No, it was bombing, but Will Forte made it funny because Ad Rock wasn't playing along. He kind of like.
I mean, he
got
some...
on Jimmy for interrupting him, and so Jimmy's like, "Okay, I'm
I thought that
sit
was
back.
Funny.
I think
I thought that
okay,
was funny.
Awkward.
Will
yeah.
It was awkward, and Will Forte saved it.
But that's
I was glad he was there.
If you follow the Beastie Boys, that's just how they are. They're really they're sarcastic, and that's just how it is. And Jimmy Fallon knew that because he's a fan. I thought it was great.
Yeah,
and Will Forte
was...
did save it a couple times.
And when what's his name? Ad Rock said, "Man, I didn't know I looked like this. My beard and my hair. I almost threw my hat." Because he said, I wish I had a hat. I almost threw my hat down on stage, on set. And I was like, either A, I'm not going to make it. I can't make it reach that far.
You don't have that good of aim.
Or B, I may get thrown out if I do that because they may think it's something. So I said,
what if you hit a light?
Anything. It could have just gone haywire. But I sure wanted to.
If you were on the front row, you could have done
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. And what they do, they have a warm-up comedian come out before Jimmy starts the show. And he was great. And he interacted with everybody in the crowd.
Yeah.
We had a few friends from around the country that were visiting as well.
Shout out to everyone in the audience.
Yeah,
when
gave us some love.
The warm-up show, yelling at us, which was cool.
We had dog treats given to us by somebody
from
Pennsylvania.
I didn't bring the tag to thank her by name.
Yeah, we'll get you tomorrow. And then the next day, we were on our way to SNL, which I thought would be similar to Fallon, but it was so much different.
It was a lot different.
This
is the thing, and this is how we were able to gain this kind of access. We have someone that his name's John McDonald, and he has been a huge fan of our morning show for many years.
He's from Bend, Oregon.
Oregon. That's where he started listening to the show, and he does all sorts of production work on Saturday Night Live, and he's been working there for a while.
Handsome.
He's so handsome.
Super cool.
Married,
guy.
Super cool guy. But yeah, I've just maintained, you know, kind of. Communications with him over the last few years, and he's such a huge fan of our show, which is humbling to us because he works on SNL, and he's always thrown out, come visit.
Yeah.
So we took him up on the offer, and he made it such a VIP experience for us because you cannot buy tickets to Saturday Night Live. It's a lottery. You can't even just wait in line. You try and get them online, and other than that, it's just friends of the show members that really get access.
Whereas Fallon was super secure And we basically just got in line.
So
and
we had to stand in line like everybody else.
And the rules for Fallon were like, you take your phone out, you get kicked out. You get up to go to the bathroom, you get kicked out. It was really almost militant to get into that show. So I was expecting the same for SNL. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
SNL was, it was like free range. He got us backstage. We're like in the bottom area, where like right beneath the where the seats are.
Yeah, we went in between the dress rehearsal and the live show, where they're, you know, they're rewriting the cue cards and everyone's in hair and makeup, and we're roaming around taking a tour. We got to take photos on the stage where celebrities come out and do the monologue.
Yeah, we may have snuck into the Jimmy Fallon studio and taken a picture where he does his monologue.
Yep. We may have done that.
Yeah, sometimes you got to do sneak in things.
I think what's so cool to see in at 30 Rock like that, at Rockefeller Center, all those studios are almost just, you know, rooms right next to one
another. They're across the hall from
Everything's much smaller than it looks on television, and so you can walk into where they do Monday Night Football. You can walk into the Meredith Vieira show.
I would say in the Fallon studio, the audience was about 300, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Whoa.
You don't think so?
No.
My seat number was 278, so I was kind of judging on that. But let's just say a little less than 300 people.
Yeah.
And Saturday Night Live, maybe even less than that.
I'd say, maybe 100,
And it's an oil machine. I always wondered how SNL worked. Everything is set up to move in accordance to how the skits are going to run. Now, they have dressing rooms in the back with all their names on it. So you're walking by, and you see Bobby Moynihan, Jay Farrow.
Leslie Jones.
Colin Jost. Everybody, it's like a cool little, like almost like a football locker room where all their clothes are. You see all their clothes for every skit. Then Seth Meyers' studio is right there, right? You could literally take a right and Seth Meyers' studio is right there. That's where the extras are getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
So you have like 30, 40 extras just chilling in there, getting makeup, eating during the show.
It's very cool.
You could we were standing by the door as they were finishing up rehearsals, and there was a skit that didn't make it on air, but I'm sure it'll get on, so it was funny, where they're dressed as flower pots.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenan Thompson gets done, walks out right next to us, and he looks at us and goes, "Yeah, no, it looks stupid." Yeah. And gives us a high five. Yeah,
high five to everybody. It was cool.
It's just this surreal moment where you're like, these are people that we talk about so much.
Yeah.
That we idolize.
This is the thing, too, with these SNL guys. I'm just so impressed with their creativity and their talent, but how down to earth and nice. I mean, talk about the nicest bunch of people spending time with us, hanging out with us. It wasn't just like a quick, "Oh, hello, let's take a photo."
Yeah.
They're actually just genuinely super cool, super nice. It was refreshing.
I asked Jay Farrell there. I was like, does everybody get along with it? Seemed like they did. I mean, everybody that came in was high-fiving Jay and high-fiving us, whatever. And he goes, "Man, if you're not personable or a nice person, they're not going to put you on this show.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. That's really cool.
And here was I don't know if it was awkward. You guys are the gauge on this. So John, who's the one that hooked us up with all this, asks us, "Is there anybody you are dying to meet?" And I'm a big fan of Bobby Moynihan. He does Drunk Uncle. He does Riblet.
Yeah.
You know, and he had a funny skit this past show with The Rock. I don't know if you watched it this weekend. They did a wrestling skit where The Rock is playing a wrestler who doesn't quite get the art of talking trash.
Yeah, they're filming a mock promo for the upcoming upcoming match.
So here's Bobby Moynihan with The Rock in the wrestling skit.
Okay, moving on to the next promo. Let's get our next two wrestlers in there, Coco Watch Out and Trash Yard Mutts.
Great. Hey, can't wait to work with you, man. This is going to be great.
Oh, man, totally. Me too. I can't wait.
Yeah. Hey, feel free to just really let me have it in this promo, man. Don't hold back.
Okay, you sure?
Yeah, definitely. Just go for it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, everybody set?
This could be fun.
Yeah, man.
And action.
I'm here with our main event competitors, Coco Watch Out and Trash Yard Mutt. And there is no love lost between these two. Isn't that right, Mutt?
No. Oh, you better watch out. Because when the Mutt gets out of the trash yard, the first thing he's going to do is take out this big old pile of stinking, rotten garbage.
And what do you have to say to that, Coco?
Let me tell you something about this guy. He has herpes. It's true. Oh, he's got herpes, and he's got it bad.
So obviously The Rock did not understand the art of talking trash in that skit. So that's Bobby Moynihan. Funny. He's hilarious.
You know, that was pretty funny.
Honestly, I feel like we learned everything you could possibly ever want to know about the inner workings of Saturday Night Live. So maybe some things we probably couldn't reveal. But right. The coolest little part that I learned about this skit that Bobby was telling us personally is that when celebrity guests come on and they have these writers' meetings, a lot of times the actors and celebrities, you know, they don't really have to contribute content. You know, they have writers that will do the skits for them and kind of tailor mm-hmm. it to their actor personality. And Bobby said, The Rock set me down when he first flew into New York and was like, all right, Bobby, I got an idea for a skit. And normally when a celebrity does that, you're kind of like, okay, you're gonna humor them, but yeah. You're like, oh, here we go. It's a celebrity.
And I quote, Bobby said this, I bet this will be really cute.
Yeah, he goes, it's going to be adorable because yeah. It's The Rock. And he said that this whole sketch was The Rock's idea. Like, let's just both play out of control wrestlers. And then I really kind of take it to you on, you know,
personal
I really low blow it. And so, you know, there was help writing there. Yeah. Bobby wrote most of the skit, he said, but he was like, it was such a great idea. And in rehearsal, it was one of the last skits they did. And it got such a great reaction from the rehearsal audience. They moved it up to be one of the first skits after the monologue.
And we're watching this all go down. And so I tell him, I want to meet Bobby Moynihan. Jen already knew Jay, so she knew a couple people because she's been here before.
Yeah, and that helped.
And so we're all standing out by the elevators.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are we doing out here? Like, what's going on? And to my left is this hallway with all the dressing rooms. And out comes Bobby Moynihan just holding a tub of ice cream. And just stands right next to me.
Getting ready for his skit.
Yeah, he was.
Ice cream.
And so he's standing next to me, and I look over to my left, and I'm trying to play it cool.
Yeah.
You know, because...
Wanted to meet him, but you don't want to act like you really wanted to meet him.
Yeah, you know? And so I'm just standing there, and I could sense Jenna was doing some sort of motion behind me.
Yeah.
And he looks at me, and he goes, oh, you, I see you on TV. You're awesome in my hotel room. And I'm like, oh, that's really weird to say. And I'm like, I'm just a big fan. I just want to meet you. And he goes, oh, good. And he was the kindest, nicest person.
Really cool.
Started asking me about myself. It was like almost like a first date. You know, like where you're trying to get to know each other.
Yeah.
And then
maybe you'll be his bro crush.
And then I didn't know how to end it, you know, because he had to go to the show. So I'm like, well, cool meeting you. Hopefully I see you later. And he goes, okay. And we're just standing awkwardly there. And he goes, do you want to take a picture? Maybe? No.
He goes, would it be cool if I got a photo with you, man?
How cool is that of him? Because he knew I wanted one, and I didn't know the photo
that
etiquette.
That was a nice way to handle it.
So he took the bullet.
Meanwhile, I had been standing behind JC going like, pointing
take
at JC,
picture.
And Bobby could see me. We were making eye contact, and I'm like, big fan.
Thanks, Jenna.
Big fan. But it was so cool. You got a photo with him.
I got Very a photo nice. With him. Then we went to the SNL after party. And you're thinking, okay,
after... It starts at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Keep
was
in
it
mind.
A nice restaurant?
Yeah, it was
steak. STK.
STK, yeah.
Kelly, they have it
somewhere different every week, and it's always a cool bar or restaurant, and it's shut down to the public. So
Eastern time, the show is over at 1, right?
Yeah.
So we get to the after party at maybe 1:30, 1:40.
Maybe they're early.
A.M. Yeah, the cast hasn't made it yet, but there are people in there. You know, the people that know that it's going down. Maybe they're on the list or whatever. So we walk in and we sit down, and Jay Farrell walks up, and he just sits down right with us.
Yeah.
And just has dinner with us all night.
Just have it. Like, you're walking around. I went to the bathroom, and I'm peeing next to Kyle from SNL, the guy that does all the weird Southern California skits, and he does all the videos. And I'm like, peeing next to Kyle right now. You know, and you walk upstairs and like Cecily Strong's just sitting, the one that she does Hermes. She's sitting in a table with a couple friends, and then George Ezra sitting with his band in one table. And you walk, it's just a bunch
of... The Rock was there taking selfies with everyone. Yeah. So this is an after party they have for like 2 hours, and people go and sit at tables and have dinner, and they bring their friends and family. Lauren Michaels is sitting
but
there.
But it was chill.
Maria Shriver and one of the Schwarzenegger kids, not the one dating Miley. I don't know the other one.
He was
yeah, they
by
were
us.
There.
Yeah. And I did have an interaction with The Rock. It was when we were walking around.
We took a lap.
He is big.
He's huge. These booths were big, and The Rock is sitting there with his arms out, taking up the entire booth, basically. And Al, I don't think, saw him because you
just
walked past. Jenna.
Al had a hard time. Al kept thinking he saw people with his vanity glasses. And he was like, I think that's Jay Farrow. And it was just like a short white guy.
Yeah.
Like, well, Jay's tall and black.
Yeah. And then Jenna walked by because you guys just didn't see him, I guess. And I saw him, and I did the whole you pass him up, but you want to just stand there just in case.
Yeah.
And I'm awkwardly standing by his booth until he finally senses that somebody's creepily watching him. And he looks up to his right, and we lock eyes, and he does the head nod. I'm like, what's up? I was like, just want to let you know you did a great job tonight. And he goes, thanks, man. That was a lot of fun. I was like, looked like a lot of fun. Looked like tons of fun.
Great interaction.
And then, yeah, oh, great. And then, so I'm like standing there like, oh, do I sit down now and talk to him?
No.
And so he's just standing there, and about 10 seconds of awkward silence go by, and we're just staring at each other. And he goes, all right, man. And I was like,
Yeah.
I was like, cool. Right. I just kept on walking.
I had to creepily approach Kate McKinnon because I love her. She's the one that does Justin Bieber, Justin Bieber impression. She's incredible. And they said that she's exactly how you think she would be. Just very, you know, very kind, very cool. And I didn't know what to say because I don't know what to say sometimes to people like that. And I don't want to fangirl all over her. But she, you know, we got introduced and I didn't know what to say. And she was like, very nice to meet you. And I'm like, I adore you.
So I make the lap with Jenna and JC Kelly, and I look at my watch. It's 3, and that's 3:10.
It's late.
And y'all are catching what time is your flight?
JC and I are catching a flight that we're getting picked up for flight at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what time this party normally goes until.
Yeah.
So we have 2 hours from the time, from whatever time it is, 3 o'clock, 3:15, till the car gets there. I'm like, I gotta go. I'm sorry. I haven't packed. I need to take a quick nap, in which I did, fully clothed, because I said if I sleep as uncomfortable as possible, the more likely it is for me to actually wake up.
Kelly, right. We were eating dinner, and Al was yawning and falling asleep at the dinner table.
I was tired, man. I was staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning.
I was going to leave with you, Al. I was, in fact, following out to leave.
But
Bobby Moynihan.
He walked in finally.
No, he was there, and as we're leaving, he's just sitting there at this table, and he goes, hey, let's hang out. So
yeah.
I was like, bye, Al.
So we spent,
catch a later flight.
See you later.
We just spent like an hour sitting with Jay and Michael Che, who does Weekend Update, and Bobby Moynihan talking about, I don't know, talking about life and skits and just
the behind the scenes and friends. McLovin from Superbad walks in all of a sudden and like he's talking to us.
Yeah.
It's the most surreal just. This is what
after I leave, everybody comes to think, okay, Al's gone. We can come on over now.
This is what I envision celebrity parties being like, and we got to be a part
of
one.
That's the thing. Yeah, normally you just see them and you stand against the wall awkwardly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, we were like, welcome to hang out. It was so cool.
It was very cool.
I hope you guys had a great time.
Oh,
no, we did.
It was probably the greatest night of my life having to do with work, I would say.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
Until I was getting home at 6 a.m.
Yeah. coming up in 20 minutes, we'll let you know how Kelly's SNL experience was.
It was lovely.
Yeah, because we still haven't gotten into, you know, what happened.
Oh.
The events that led to the exit / departure / abandonment by Kelly Ray.
Oh, now you know how we feel every trip with you.
Kelly,
I don't leave when there's stuff to do.
Al leaves the early flight.
I leave the early flight when we're already
What's Kelly's earlier asleep? Than leaving the hotel at
you
5 a.m.?
24 hours early.
Kelly, I was genuinely sad when I found out. I was sad. I was like, my shoulders slumped over.
Really?
My head
that makes
went
me
down.
Feel good.
And I was like, aw.
That makes me feel good that I was missed.
Kelly deserted me.
I just felt like I wasn't contributing to the fun.
Mm. All right, we'll talk about why. What potentially went down that would cause Kelly to leave a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity?
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We were looking for call number 17 to play Beat the Bank, which, by the way, we did say there was a twist today.
Uh-huh. Please explain.
The twist is this, Al. You're still going to be able to win up to $1,000.
Okay.
But before we had the dollar amounts going up and down, like it would go from $70 to $700, and then back down to $100.
Mm-hmm.
So it was unreliable in that case.
It's unreliable, all right.
Now, it's just going to slowly move up.
Okay.
Everything's going to be on a steady upswing.
Okay.
Now, we don't know how long the clips are going to be. So the longer you stay with it, the more money you can win.
Well, the more
Unless
money you're risking.
Unless the vault slams shut before you yell stop.
Exactly,
there's the danger
Kelly.
There.
You're supposed to yell stop. If you don't yell stop after you hear something you like to win, then you walk away with nothing.
Okay.
All right? So basically, it's the same thing, except we changed the dollar amounts. It's going to steadily increase now.
Got it.
Did you get all that there, Lori Schmidt?
I did, yes. God, I'm so nervous.
You're nervous? Well, calm down.
Take
a deep breath. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, tell us about you, Lori.
I am married. I have a 13-year-old, and for a living, I'm a court reporter.
Oh,
whoa.
How long is that stenography school? Is that like 2-3 years?
It can be a lot longer. It just depends on, you know, you and how quick you pick it up.
Do you have to know how to type?
It's like learning a total second language. It's like I'm bilingual somehow.
Typing with shorthand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it true that there's no space bar with those typewriters?
No. And there's none. No space bar. It's not like a keyboard at all.
Are you ever in court and you hear something that's so outrageous, you stop type? You're like, you did what?
Actually, I have done that. I think most of us have. It's you're appalled sometimes when you hear some of the stuff.
Wow. Man.
But all it's right. Very interesting. Yeah, it's very interesting.
It really is. Now, Lori got in this hour. If you did not get in, we're going to play again an hour from now. But right now, it's Lori's turn.
All right, Lori.
Lori, are you ready?
I'm so excited. Awesome.
Okay, you know the rules and everything, right? You got to yell stop when you hear the number you'd like to win.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. And it's steadily
let's
increasing now. It's not going to be random. All right, let's do this, she said.
Let's do it.
Let's play Beat the Break.
I remember that.
Oh, and she did it too. Good job, Lori.
Uh-huh. 80. 110. 240. 320. 380. 430.
Oh! She can't stand it.
You can't take it anymore, Lori.
All right.
You can't take it anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
What was that? 400.
430.
$430 is yours, Lori Smith.
All yours, Lori Smith.
That is awesome. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
What are you going to do with that $430?
I'm probably going to spend that on my daughter for Easter gift.
Wow.
Whoa,
that's a big Easter.
Yes.
Easter gifts, huh?
Well, you have to have a new Easter dress and shoes and all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
She's going to be so excited. Oh, my God. This is awesome. Y'all are so awesome. I love y'all.
Well done, Lori.
Love you, too.
Would you like to hear how long the vault goes?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's see what she potentially could have won. Keep it going, Shannon.
560.
Okay.
570.
Slow down.
640.
Mm. It's okay, Lori. Sometimes you don't want to gamble.
I'm tearing up.
660.
smart choice, Lori.
I did.
Bird in the hand, baby.
Smart
choice.
This is awesome. God, this is a great Monday already.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Can't say that too often.
All right, well, Lori walked away with $430 with Beat the Bank.
Way to go, Lori.
Yay, Lori.
Yay.
Thank you so much. Oh, I just love it.
And hold
Thank
on.
You so much. That's a fabulous game.
And All hold right. on for us, okay? We'll get you that money.
Happy Easter.
If you didn't get in this hour, don't worry. We're going to play again today in less than an hour. We do it twice a day every day. Beat the Bank. But coming up next, we got more stories from NYC. And what happened to Kelly Raspberry?
We were worried sick about you.
No, you were.
We were worried sick.
I love that you missed me, though. I love that. Well, JC said he missed me.
Well, I showed up, and there's no Kelly Raspberry. I had no idea you had even gone.
Where did she go?
Somewhere else. Where was Kelly Raspberry?
Was she stuck in the dollar store?
Thought we were about to call NYPD and put in a missing persons report.
Did she find the Ross Dress for Less store in New York? We don't know.
Was there one?
Yeah. I don't know. But I'm sure there is one.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We all went to New York City last week and over the weekend.
Yeah.
We got to go to Jimmy Fallon and be at the taping. Kelly got on television and Jenna. Pretty good TV time. By
Me
the way.
Too.
After we got done there,
my wide open mouth.
Crystal Huntoon hooked us up with doggy treats that she made at home.
Thank you.
Homemade doggy treats.
Because she heard we were going to be there, and she just thought, maybe I'll bump into them, and she did.
How cool is that?
So shout out to Crystal Huntoon for hooking us up with that. She's from New London, Connecticut, by the way. And so we were staying at the Roosevelt Hotel all weekend, which, by the way, is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Right in the middle of Midtown.
Some comfortable beds.
And then we had the very rare opportunity to have a full-on behind-the-scenes tour of SNL and watch the taping, and then even more rare, to go to the after-party.
Probably the longest-running, I know the longest-running live show on TV now.
Yeah. I mean, it's just such an American staple.
It's history.
I mean, I just posted a picture of the behind-the-scenes thing. Remember there's an area where people bump their head, and it says, watch your head, and somebody, I think, wrote in, or they...
Farley.
They wrote in Farley, or they etched it in. Because Chris Farley would always hit his head on that thing. So I took a picture of it. I mean, that's history right there.
That's the one thing JC most wanted a photo of. He was asking when we were walking around the set. He's like, where's that thing that Chris Farley bumped his head on?
And I found it.
But, so we're at dinner the night before. Not even dinner. Having a couple of drinks in the hotel lobby the night before. Just think me, JC, his buddy, and Kelly sitting to my left. Mm-hmm. And Kelly kind of taps me on the shoulder, and she goes, I'm leaving.
Bit killer.
And I'm like,
it's Friday night. We've just gotten back from Fallon.
Yes, and I high-five Jimmy. I'm like, you know what? That was a good moment to end on.
I've been sitting there telling Kelly and you guys on the way out, I'm like, you know, we did get tickets to this pretty easily, but the SNL experience is way different. We don't have to wait around. Like, we're going to get, you know, shuttled in there VIP and get to meet everyone. So SNL is going to be even cooler than Fallon. And I'm going to dinner with my girlfriend, Claudia, who was on the trip with us because she's a foodie and we like to venture out and find the hip spots.
Yeah.
And I get a text from Kelly Friday night at like 9, like, are you going to be upset or will John at SNL be upset if I fly home? And I was like, what?
See, at that point, I hadn't booked the ticket.
You hadn't booked it yet?
But not at that point.
But she was in her room getting... That
ready
was her,
to press the button because I wanted to make sure everybody was cool with it.
I like how we all remember the moment we found out Kelly Raspberry left.
You never forget where you were.
I was at the pub, at the Irish pub with Al when I walked in there. And I was like, I haven't seen Kelly all day. Where's she at? And he goes, JC, I'm sorry, I got to let you know, but she's gone.
Kelly's gone. She left us.
She went back home. Why did you go home, Kelly?
Well, not that it wasn't fun, because, wow, wandering Times Square looking for Naked Cowboy in the rain, that was fun.
Okay, that wasn't the whole trip. That was like 10 minutes.
And I wasn't doing that. Yeah.
Jenna, you have way more, you're way more fashion forward and have more expensive taste in fashion than I do.
What does that have to do with
being in New York? But Jenna shopping isn't necessarily.
No, I was finding boutiques and, you know, cool little brunch spots.
Give us the
And then wandering around with you two who wanted to take a nap.
Yeah.
And then I had to wait for y'all to wake up to go wander around
that
in the rain.
That was one time after the show, yeah.
And it was gray and cloudy, and all I wanted to do was FaceTime with Tinderwolf.
What?
You left us to come back. There you go.
And so I'm sitting there just looking at him on my FaceTime, and he's looking at me on FaceTime. I was like, I want to go home.
But we're going to SNL.
Yeah, like that was the peak of the trip, the main reason we wanted to be there.
For our New York City Dominican and Puerto Rican fans.
Menadora de Chiste.
Yeah.
Kelly looked up in the sky and she saw Tinderwolf, like a bat signal up in the sky. She's like, I got to go home. Signal.
Yeah, I don't know. My heart wasn't in it. I wanted to go home.
To be with your man.
You know, you could have
seen my daughter.
You could have been home Sunday.
You were seeing your daughter on Sunday.
First stop I made when I got off the plane, because she was spending the weekend with her father.
Uh-huh.
Is I went straight. I said, don't tell her I'm surprising her and coming in early, because she wasn't expecting me.
Nobody
either.
Was.
But I wanted to make sure that she knew how important she was to me. And so she opened the door and I'm standing there, surprise.
Uh-huh.
And I spent some time with
her. Gotta go.
No, I spent some time with her because it was her dad's time with her. And then I went
to see Tinderwolf.
And I, you know, ran some errands and did some things I needed to do. And yes, ultimately, I saw him.
Now, we saw a picture that Kelly Raspberry posted, because I thought you guys were already official based on the picture posted on Facebook, but you guys did something that made it super duper official.
I was deliriously tired, but he wanted to cook out, and so he said, let's go to the grocery store.
Okay.
And my heart went,
that is so
because grocery shopping is such a milestone.
You left Saturday Night Live
and
to come home and go grocery shopping with your man.
I'll tell you this.
New York City.
I would rather have done that than have any VIP treatment, because I was just over the moon.
You could
so
grocery
happy.
Shop the next day.
No, this it wouldn't have been the same.
Yes, it would have.
Only one time we had tickets for one day.
Yeah,
we've never done this before.
You can grocery shop the rest of your life.
We've never
it's not
done
the same. I just wanted to go home.
We've never done this before.
Oh,
hung
gosh.
Out in New York City and gone to a show.
This is a bad
Saturday
time.
Night.
This is a bad time for me to be in New York. I'm too deep in the throes of infatuation
what?
And all that stuff. You don't want to leave.
Are you two in love, perhaps, maybe?
You know, I would not say that on the radio.
You don't know yet.
Would you have been
look at the grocery store?
Kelly, if you had stayed, I know it's hard to look back and say if the roles were reversed, would you have been upset with Al, JC, or I if we had done the same thing, just or if I had gone home just for a guy?
I don't know, probably.
Are you kidding me?
I guarantee you.
Are you kidding me?
I'm going to tell you the truth, you know, but I'm in it, so it's me. So yeah. It's different.
We would have gotten a skating.
If I had got home for a guy, you guys would have
I'd be like, oh, Jenna.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was sitting there thinking, how many people can I name on the Saturday Night Live cast? That would be one, Jay Faro. And it's like, I've seen a lot of celebrities. Boy, we got to hang out with that Jason Biggs guy. That was cool. But I just wanted to go home.
Oh, it was about star power.
I wasn't having
fun. It was about watching creative, you know, just the talent.
I can imagine what that was like.
She got real sick.
After I saw Fallon, I was like, oh, I kind of get it. Okay, I don't need to sit in any more studio audiences. I get how it works now.
But it's a totally different show.
And Kelly loves The Rock.
I do. I love The Rock.
Your daughter loves
it. She loves The Wolf.
A picture with The Rock would have been perfect.
I would have never. Did you get a picture with The Rock?
I could have asked
for it. Did you get a picture with The Rock?
Oh, we could have, for sure. We just were. Yeah, we just did it.
Y'all should have done it for McKelly then.
I'm awkward with super big celebrities, so I screwed that up. And Jenna and Al didn't see him when they passed by him, but I'm sure they would have. They would have.
It's kind of dark. It's kind of dark.
I really.
But you left Saturday Night Live to come home and hang out with your man.
And we watched it until I fell asleep. I was so tired.
Yeah. I wouldn't have even watched it. You could have been in the studio audience.
It was fine. I was perfectly fine. I thought the skit where they were getting hit with poison darts was really funny.
Right, that was funny.
And then that guy started singing and I fell asleep.
George Ezra?
Yeah, that was it.
He was good.
He was good, I'm sure, but yeah. I was really tired.
Mm. What life-changing thing happened?
We went grocery shopping
together. That's not life-changing.
Do you know what a big deal that is to a girl? You don't even know. If men knew what a big deal that was, you would be taking women grocery shopping all the time. I'm telling you.
I wish I were a better arguer, because I feel like I should argue with you on behalf of Kid about you leaving us.
I know. He'd be
hell
so
yeah,
mad.
We should.
He would.
She wouldn't have been able to leave.
Oh, there would be hell.
That's how mad Kelly would have been if one of us left.
I wouldn't have been that mad. I would have been like, what? I would have been judgy. I admit it. I would have been judgy.
What?
You would still be fussing at me right now if I had left early.
But I don't know. It was just so gloomy there.
I know. We all felt that way.
So
it was cold.
But I was gloomy. I wasn't being my best self.
Because you're so infatuated right now?
Yeah. Oh. Let me have... Do you know how long I've waited to feel this way again?
To go grocery shopping?
It's been a long time. I thought my ship had sailed and I was just, you know, I resigned myself to the fact, that's it for me. I'll just mess around with a boy toy here or there until I die.
Now I've found
someone who really digs me.
Okay, you have a lifetime, which we think will start happening this summer with this guy.
Yeah, but as a fellow girl who's been heartbroken and feels the same as Kelly, and I know she has been waiting a long time and was worried she wasn't going to find anyone.
He ain't going anywhere.
I do. I have empathy because I'm a girl and we all want love and I want someone to share life with. I totally get it, but I don't know. No matter how in love I was with someone or, you know, whooped over them, I don't think I would fly back and miss that.
It's a once in a lifetime.
And we
you know, the older you get, certain things, you know.
You know what? Sometimes we love having a couple of days without you. As much as we love you.
Did he ask you to come home?
Was thrilled.
Did he ask
you
to come
said,
home?
I forget his verbiage, but he's like, I'm not asking you to come home, but if you came home, I would be really happy.
See, I would think he would have been hard. Like, you need to stay and do that. That's cool.
No, because he's just as infatuated with her as she is with him. So,
well, I am happy that you're in love.
I am. And I appreciate it. Well, I didn't say that out loud, but
sometimes we want a couple of days. We want 48 hours.
Well, we're not to that point yet.
But maybe that's fine, though. It's SNL.
You see, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
And his was really fond, and he really wanted
It would have been even fonderer.
In fact, I saw that. Did you guys get in a little argument over you being corny?
Yeah, he said I said something corny. I said, that's not corny what I said.
What'd you say?
He's corny. And
I don't
even remember what I said. I said, I'm not corny. I said, okay, fine, Twitter. Nah. And it was pretty evenly divided. Some people think I'm corny, but I don't think I'm corny. You're corny, JC.
I know. It turned into bashing JC.
I know.
I'm corny.
Kelly, I don't think you're corny.
I don't think I'm corny either. I think people don't understand what corny means.
You're something that rhymes with corny, that's for sure. Now you left New York City.
Are you really mad at me?
Hold on, let me go through.
I love JC that was a little bit sad.
I'm not.
I was a little sad and angry.
JC was mad.
Not mad.
I wanted you to be there.
I was mad.
What were you mad about?
JC was mad. We didn't talk about it till we were having a drink, getting ready to go.
I was mad.
What were you mad about?
That you weren't there. I was disappointed in you.
I was disappointed.
I was really sad.
Did I really miss anything?
Yes.
You missed Saturday Night Live.
See, I heard about your experience. That was great. So I got to be a listener.
It's not the same.
I got to listen to your magical storytelling
skills. It's creatively inspiring.
We're a team.
What are y'all going to do different now that you've been so creatively inspired?
Stuff.
I can't wait to see what you bring.
So much stuff.
I can't wait.
Oh, wait.
You're already throwing around ideas.
In fact, my good friend Bobby Moynihan and I are planning something for the show.
You've been brainstorming?
Yeah.
I think what you bringing?
He's going to come down and host the show.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He said he would.
100%.
And get his digits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You call him right now and tell him to get down here.
Well, no.
That'd be awesome.
Bobby doesn't wake up really early.
Yeah.
Can Bobby hang out with Tinder Wolf when he comes down here?
No, Bobby's my friend.
I'm sure that Tinder Wolf would love that.
No.
As long as I get to go.
Tinder Wolf already stole Kelly from us. No, he's going to steal
Bobby. You know, when the infatuation stuff dies down, then I'll go run off and do stuff with
ladies,
you
if you got a weekend plan with your girls, keep it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you...
Don't bail.
Oh, you pulled the bail.
Because sometimes the guy, it doesn't mean he doesn't love you, but sometimes he might want, 36, 48 hours without you. It doesn't mean he doesn't love you. It means he's going to love you even more when you get back in the allotted time. At the pre-specified time that you're coming back.
Al was upset too, Kelly.
Just a little disappointed.
He's acting like he wasn't, but he was mad.
Just a little disappointed.
He was mad that I booked a flight. He said, man, two of us can't go home. That's exactly what he said.
I told him,
I'm going to go book a flight. He's like,
you guys.
You would have, wouldn't you?
I said, you know what? I said, we have to stay here for content for the show, if nothing else, because we got to talk about it. It's an experience.
You said, two of us can't leave.
I did say that too.
I'm already planning my
I'm about to blow my lid right now.
I stayed. Don't get mad at me. I stayed.
It's because I left.
I had a good time.
And you enjoyed it.
I had a great time.
Both of you.
Y'all are big Saturday Night Live
both
fans.
Of you.
Al, did you?
I want to pull my hair out right. It's a once in a lifetime, you guys.
You know, I'm always out on Saturday night, so I don't get a chance to watch
both
Saturday
of you.
Night. I'm not as familiar with the show as you guys are.
So what?
It was still a cool experience. I'm not taking that away from. Got to go backstage.
It's the business we're in.
It's a family thing.
It was cool. It was cool.
Both of you.
I was cool. No one. It was Kelly.
But he stayed.
I'm disappointed in you now that you're thinking about it.
Why are you going to get mad at me for something I didn't even do?
All right, now we're going to have a contest for who joins JC and I the next time we go to SNL.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We gave away $430 to Lori Schmid an hour ago.
Way to go, Lori.
Way to go, Lori.
Yeah.
Could have been a little bit more. We changed it up today. Now, instead of having random order with the numbers, it's all just going to steadily increase.
Okay. So instead of the numbers going like way up, way down, way up, way down, they're just
going to go up.
Constantly go up. Okay.
But we're changing the amount of time that the door takes to close.
Yeah, it's way more intense.
A little, like, way too intense.
Yeah, it made me nervous.
Our next contestant for this hour, Andrew Matthew. How you doing this morning, my sir? I don't know why I said that.
I'm great. How's it going?
My sir. What's a my sir? I don't know why I called you that.
What's your middle name if your first name is Andrew and your last name is Matthew?
It's an Islander name. It's Marion.
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 Yeah. Oh, that's Marian.
Okay. How about that?
Yeah. I like that name. Tell us about yourself there, Andrew.
Nothing. I just pulled up into work, and I cannot believe I'm on the air about to win some money.
Dang right.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
Oh, my God.
Hope so, anyway.
I call all the... What's that?
I said, we hope so, anyway.
Yeah, me too.
Now, Andrew, you know that the numbers go all the way up to potentially $1,000, but it's always random, and we switch it up every single time we play. Are you a gambling man?
You know what? I try to, but I like my money.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I understand. I totally understand.
I try to, though.
All right, Andrew. Are you ready to play?
I am ready to play. Let's get this on.
Remember, you got to scream stop when you hear the one you want. Otherwise, you walk away with nothing if it closes on you, Andrew. All right, here we go.
Oh, Andrew, we really want you to win.
I like your...
Don't let that vault close.
I like the energy you have, Andrew. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$100. 140. 160. 220. 280.
320.
I don't know when it's going to close.
440.
Stop.
Stop. Oh, you can't.
He said stop.
Couldn't take it.
It was taking too long for me.
Dude,
what's up?
540? Are you pitting out? Are y'all sweaty?
Yeah.
I am. Like, gosh, dog.
Because sooner or later,
yeah,
we're going to make an example out of somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know when, I don't know where, but somebody is going to stop before it goes over like 500 or 600.
Yeah. I want to see how far it went. Is that all right if we do that?
Absolutely.
With
you want to see?
Oh,
Andrew?
Yeah.
Andrew, okay. Sorry.
All right, let's check it out. What a stud!
Did you hear that?
Andrew, you got the very last amount, dude.
You got all the money.
If you had waited one more second, you would have lost it.
Yay.
What a Monday. I like this Monday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Andrew.
$540. What are you going to do with that cash?
Who knows? Probably go have fun with my friends and buy my son something awesome.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Nice.
How old is your son, man?
He's 8. And Kelly, let me tell you, every time Love Letters comes on, he sings the theme song.
I'm glad he likes it.
Awesome.
This is probably too young for your kid. Maybe they have something for an 8-year-old, too. I saw this thing on TV this morning, and it's a Crayola tablet. I guess if y'all have kids, you may have already heard
it. I think it. I've seen it.
But, like, back when, you know, we were kids, they had coloring books, right, or finger paints and whatnot. But now you can finger, you can paint. You can finger paint on the tablet.
Okay,
right.
And it makes it a lot neater.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I kind of just reminiscing on my childhood.
You
I like
the mess of it.
I
all.
Like the mess of it. But
that
anyway.
Was Big Al's pointless story of the day.
Thank you.
Enjoy your $540, man.
Awesome. I will, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, hold on for us. Well played.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, if he had waited a half second long.
It would have been done.
Wow, over.
Yeah.
How about
we had
this
our
one?
First loser.
Yeah.
Let's open up the I Love Myself lines, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I mean, Andrew could do it. He could say, I waited till the very last dollar amount on Beat the Bank and got myself $540. I love myself. We'll play. Oh, no, actually, we'll hear your I Love Myselfs coming up next.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kratic Morning Show.
I know Mondays. I know Mondays can be a drag. That's why we like to do this bit. It's I Love Myself. We like to celebrate the small personal victories. Actually, there's no victory too small or too large for this bit.
That's right. That's right.
As long as you feel good about yourself.
Stephanie says, it was hard to let go, but I did not do my 9-year-old daughter's school project for her. I love myself.
Oh, that is the toughest thing to do.
Yeah, not helping your kid out.
This is personal from yesterday when I got back from the airport. Uh-huh. So maybe it's a stupid one, but I alone brought in my suitcase, my carry-on, my purse, and 2 bags from Whole Foods in 1 trip.
Wow.
That is really good.
I love myself.
Like the bones right there.
When you live alone and have to do that, you
that's
always
impressive.
Want to try and do 1 trip.
Yeah. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE, by the way.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I have one.
All right, come on.
I did not get cursed at once while I was in New York City.
All right.
I love myself.
Uh-huh. How about that, JC?
You know you always get a blank you from a New Yorker here and there.
Trent wrote on our Facebook wall, my wife sent me grocery shopping, and I only got 1 thing wrong on the list. I love myself.
Yeah, small victories.
Pretty big.
Yeah.
I got it.
Let's go to the phone lines. We may recognize our first caller.
Why?
Hey, Crystal.
Hi.
Go ahead.
So I managed to get Jimmy Fallon tickets, which are already really hard to get, and just so happened to be there on the same day that my 4 favorite people from the radio were there. And I got to meet them, and I baked them dog biscuits and hang out with them. And they were as cool, even cooler and nicer than I could have imagined. So getting that opportunity, I love myself.
Aww, thank you.
How was Ryan Seacrest's show?
By the way, George loved his treats. They're already gone. I left them on my nightstand. when I left. Uh-huh. I gave him one, and then I left, and he jumped up on the bed and got them and ate them all while I was
Curtis
gone.
Did the same thing. They must be really, 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 really tasty, because uh-huh. Curtis did the same thing. I said, no, not yet.
I only gave one to my dog, yet. And he loved it, Crystal. Yep. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you. It was so nice meeting you. For anybody listening out there, these guys are real. They are the nicest people you'll ever meet. And I got a bear hug from Big Al Mac, which is like, so yeah,
he felt you didn't.
Yeah, with a booty grab.
Hey, Crystal, go ahead and plug your doggy biscuit business.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll go on Shark Tank, and I'll tell them all about how my celebrity Kid Craddock Morning Show love them, and then they'll totally give me $1 million.
She's just starting them out. Have a great Monday, Crystal.
Thanks. You guys rock.
All right. Bye.
I guess she's just starting. So
maybe she doesn't have a business yet. Maybe she just does it for friends.
She's getting them going.
Here's one from my personal life. Went to New York City with y'all, and even though there was one show member that did leave early, it wasn't me. I love myself.
Yep. Yeah, Kelly left us.
I went grocery shopping with Tinder Wolf, which makes us an official couple. I love myself.
All right, let's go to Zach. You're on the I love myself lines. Go ahead, buddy.
What's going on, guys? Oh, my God, I got through.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. I've been trying for the past hour and a half to get through, and I finally get through.
Okay. I love myself. Is that it?
I love myself for getting through. I have to say that, but also because I have a beautiful, great girlfriend who just takes care of me like none other. She is phenomenal.
Wow.
I had to make it short and sweet. Yes.
What's her name, man?
Like the last.
What's her name? Go ahead and give us some love.
Samantha.
Samantha.
All right.
Yes. She's from Michigan, and I actually live here in Texas, in Wichita Falls, so she just moved down here about 3 months ago, so we've been going good at it. So
you gonna make it real, dog? You gonna go ahead and do the thing?
Is this head?
I feel like I should. I'm getting old. So.
There you go.
How old are you?
I'm
26. Yeah. You got time.
Oh, my God.
You got time.
Dude, you're not old, dude.
No.
You're not old.
Wait on it a minute. That bought you some time, though, the shout-out on the radio.
But
wait on the three.
You definitely made a lot of girls jealous.
Wait on the three.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Don't get married in the twos. Wait on the three.
All right, Zach, congratulations on your beautiful girlfriend, man.
I appreciate it.
Later. I love Tess. She wrote us on Facebook, and listen to what Tess did. I accomplished a lot this weekend. Binge, watched, and finished Empire, The Walking Dead, House of Cards, and my personal favorite, The Jinx. I love myself.
Dang.
Whoa.
She didn't
good for you,
house.
Girl. You watched some quality television there, too. The Jinx is so
sure did.
Good.
Did
not leave the house.
So good.
Hey, Kate, you did a little jumping over the weekend, or what?
Oh, you know it. Okay, so this is a big deal for all the moms out there. I have 4 kids, and I haven't been able to do this for a long time, but yesterday I went jumping at the trampoline park. And I did not pee my pants. I love myself.
Wait, is that a common thing?
Has this been a problem in the past?
I mean, yes. After 4 kids, yeah. I mean, even after 1 kid, it just messes you up. Kelly, do you experience the same thing?
See, I had a C-section, have to deal with the bladder issues. Uh-huh.
Everybody else out there, I think
they
most
get it.
People do understand it.
I didn't
but
know
they do.
I still love myself. That's
you
a big
do.
Deal.
You should.
So is it hard to run?
Yeah. Like anything where your bladder bounces.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad.
I did not know that.
Let's give a round of applause.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes I sneeze. But...
Even with sneezing?
Yeah. Gosh, just as I thought I knew everything about childbirth.
It's hard out there for a lady.
The more you have, the looser the bladder becomes.
I can tell you some stories, Dennis.
I'll wait a few years. I'm not there yet.
Thanks, Kate.
Well, good for you.
Congratulations.
On that trampoline, bouncing, and no pee.
It's Kate holding it in.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about right here. Doing the I love myself lines where we celebrate the victories in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like Jennifer. Jennifer, what's your I love myself?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Well, I was at a baseball game yesterday talking to a totally hot guy that I've been into for a while. I farted and totally covered it up with my shoe.
Huh?
Like, these new shoes are making noise.
Oh, my gosh. And it worked?
It worked. He was none the wiser. We kept talking, but quickly after, I had to use the restroom.
You covered up the noise, but what about...
I love myself.
For your quick thinking.
You covered up the noise, but what about the stink?
Maybe they're in the breeze.
No, there's no stank to me, Al.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.